Though Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump this week added delegates to his pile in his march to the Republican convention this summer, it's not clear whether he'll have enough to secure the nomination outright when he gets there. For a look at what that could mean for the Republican Party and the nomination process, we turn now to a key player, Ron Kaufman, Massachusetts Republican National Committee man. Kaufman was political director for President George H.W. Bush and presidential candidate Mitt Romney, a prominent Donald Trump detractor. Kaufman says even though Trump scored big wins this week, it's too soon to say that his nomination is inevitable.
One thing that's sure this cycle, Bob, is every time you make a definitive statement, within a week it's wrong. So I'm a little bit cautious. I think he is on glide path to probably be the Republican candidate who gets the most votes in the history of the party. That's a pretty impressive feat.
Well, let me ask, for the sake of discussion, let's assume before he gets the nomination, he gets to the GOP convention, and it's an open convention, that he won't have the delegates necessary to outright win the nomination before the convention begins. Roughly half the Massachusetts delegates will be pledged to vote for Trump at the convention on the first ballot. Do you expect this group will abandon Trump on the second ballot or not?
You know, closed meetings like conventions and others tend to have a life of their own. And people who project what's going to happen beforehand are usually dead wrong. But listen, if any candidate goes into the convention with 1,100 and so many delegates, they're going to have an advantage.
Do you see yourself possibly encouraging fellow Massachusetts delegates to work against Donald Trump?
No. All these men and women who ran, if they come to Massachusetts, campaigned, spent time, organized, had people helping them, and they win legitimately, like Trump did, 50% of the delegates, I think it's right that those delegates should support Trump.
But what about the no-Trump people? As a longtime Massachusetts National Committee man, do you agree with Governor Baker, who has said never Trump?
Well, listen, everyone's got to do what they feel is best for themselves and for the party. And to be honest, Bob, I was a Jeb Bush person. I've now kind of been neutral in the whole thing. But, you know, the last time we were in a situation where people said, this person is the nominee, I won't vote for him, was when Ronald Reagan was running in 1980. And that turned out okay for us, I think.
But there has been some really tough rhetoric coming out of Massachusetts about Donald Trump. We talked about Governor Baker. Mitt Romney, and you were very, very close to Mitt Romney, called him a phony and a fraud. Do you see Romney continuing to lead the Never Trump movement, even if Trump wins the nomination?
Well, I think Governor Romney, like any one of us, is entitled to what he believes in his heart. And anyone who knows Mitt knows he feels strongly about this. And that's his right. He's not an elected official. There's a lot of rhetoric right now. My guess is that once you have a nominee, it will work its way out.
I want to ask, if it ends up not being Trump, do you think that Mitt Romney could be made to be interested in being the nominee again?
Yeah, I'd like that in many ways, Bob. Mitt would be a fabulous president, but no, I don't think so.
All right, Massachusetts is home to the most popular governor in the nation, Charlie Baker. Do you see Governor Baker as a possible draftee?
No, listen, I'm a huge fan of Charlie Baker. He's been a phenomenally good governor. Charlie Baker is becoming a major force in the Republican Party, but he cares about one thing, governing Massachusetts.
Back to Donald Trump. Come convention time, Trump, as we've both acknowledged, is almost certain to have won more delegates, way more delegates than his rivals, and will likely have won millions more popular votes than his rivals in the presidential primary polls. Can the party deny him the nomination without risking fracturing the Republican Party?
Listen, I really believe this strongly. As long as the party enforces the rules, and everybody who goes to convention leaves the convention, whether they're happy or not happy with who the nominee is, but can say with certainty that it was fair, that's victory for the party. And more importantly, to your point, Bob, those millions of people who voted for the different candidates, most ever in history, if they're all satisfied, they'll stay with the party and we'll win in November.
If he's the nominee, will Donald Trump win?
I think he would.
Ron Kaufman, Massachusetts Republican National Committee man, consummate political operative. Thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. Good to speak with you again, Ron.
Thanks, Bob. It's always an honor to be on your show.